Welcome to the M2I Alternative Investments Chat, where we demystify the world of alternative investments and financing for entrepreneurs and investors alike. With these discussions, we hope you're more empowered to unlock opportunities in your business or portfolio. Hello, and welcome to another episode of M2I Alternative Investments Chat. My name is Erin, and this is Erica, and we are your hosts. Today, we're going to be talking about women in finance, specifically touching on three different women in finance. Why did we want to cover this topic today? Well, if you haven't noticed, the finance sector is a predominantly male-dominated sector. And as women in this field, we definitely feel that when we walk into rooms, specifically if we're talking about conferences or different events where you are encountering a lot of different people who are in this industry. And sometimes you can feel like an outsider. Very easy to feel that way.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that we wanted to touch on three women who are absolutely kicking it. And we find them inspiring, and we hope that you do as well. So first off, talking about women in alternative investments specifically, Kathy Wood, who is the CEO and CIO of ARK Invest. We actually had the pleasure of seeing her speak at the Alts LA conference earlier this year, which was really cool. She touched on Bitcoin and AI and some of the different impacts of those things on the finance industry.
Yeah, she actually kicked off the conference, if I remember correctly.
Yes, she did, right before cocktail hour.
Mm-hmm.
Went and saw her on that first day. So a little bit about ARK Invest. Kathy, of course, has a really long history in this field, but we'll touch specifically on her more recent career. Okay. It was founded in January of 2014, and Kathy founded ARK Invest for two reasons, and I want to read this so that I get it exactly right. Focused solely on disruptive innovation, primarily in public equity markets. Disruptive innovation is business theory that describes the process of creating new product or service that displaces established ones.
Got it.
And to open up research, becoming a sharing economy company in the asset management space. So those were her two goals. The investment focus at ARK Invest focuses on a lot of these more futuristic or modern sectors of the finance industry, mm-hmm. being AI, autonomous vehicles, fintech, DNA sequencing, robotics, and 3D printing. So all things that within, you know, the last few years have definitely become more and more popular or more talked about in this space.
Oh, yeah, especially those autonomous vehicles. Yeah. You know, we see them in Phoenix around here often, and
yes.
I think they're cool, but I still won't get in one, but we'll dive into that in our next therapy session.
I'm definitely pro Waymo, love a Waymo.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to any Uber driver.
Yeah.
If I can be alone in a car, I'm happy about it. And if I don't have to drive, even better.
Yes, we know how you are.
I know.
Passenger like princess to... over here, yeah, which we love. We love.
So I want to dive into the strategy behind ARK Invest. This is listed on their website. I want to read it because I want to be, I want to do Kathy justice and make sure that we're delivering the right information. So this actively managed equity strategy seeks long-term capital growth by investing in the U.S. listed securities, including American Depositary Receipts, ADR, of companies focused on disruptive innovation. ARK defines disruptive innovation as the introduction of technology-enabled product or service that potentially changes the way that the world works. Hence, like autonomous vehicles,
yeah.
Introducing that technology potentially, if we're looking many, many years into the future, maybe we won't be driving our own cars, and maybe even the car itself will look different than how we envision it today.
Yeah, I really hope it looks like the cars in Wall-E.
Where we're just like hovering
around. Like they're like little hover cars. I love that. That's just my vision.
That'd
I mean, personal
cool.
opinion, of course, but like, right. I think those are, that's what I think of when you say many years.
And I'm even thinking if we're talking about a Waymo, you know, currently it's a regular car. So there is a driver's seat. Of course, there's no driver who is sitting in the driver's seat. Mm-hmm. I think eventually that won't be necessary. Like, why would you have a seat in the driver's seat if there's no actual driver? So that I'm sure will change. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out.
And to continue this, companies in ARC's cornerstone strategy aim to capture the substantial benefits of new products or services associated with scientific research in DNA technologies, energy storage, the increased use of autonomous technology, next generation internet services, and technologies that make financial services more efficient. So definitely looking to the future. We're not talking about some of these older forms of investments, really looking to expand our technology that we use in the world today and kind of bring us into the next century of, I'm sure, you know, you said WALL-E, but there are a thousand, you know, different like the Jeffersons, right? Isn't that like an old...
The Jetsons!
Thank you, the Jetsons. I'm showing my age a little bit. But, you know, like that futuristic space society, definitely ARC is trying to push us into that next chapter, which is pretty cool.
I'm excited. I, you know, every single time something new comes out, it tends to make our lives a little bit easier. I mean, just think of like even delivery grocery services that come right to your door, or, you know, DoorDash or anything like that. The other day I was like, I'm starving. I have no food in my house and I would really love to not leave.
Yeah, sure.
And now we have these options, and it's not getting, you know, crud food either. It's like,
get good food.
Yeah. We ordered from a nice top end restaurant and it came and it was awesome. And I still get to eat it in my pajamas.
Yeah.
And you know how I feel about my fat pants.
Lounging.
So love it.
Yeah. No, it's definitely, there are huge benefits to investing in technology. And according to Kathy, you know, the world cannot rely on traditional financial research resources anymore. So she's really trying to push the envelope of where she's getting her research for ARC Invest. And she shares, and this is a direct quote, ARC believes in using social media, reaching into communities to meet people that you would never meet in the traditional financial world. They take our research and share with us their research. We get to know each other that way. It becomes a very powerful community. So we're talking about reaching into communities and getting information directly from communities. Maybe if we're talking more about Waymo, what would that mean? That would mean talking to people like you or I, or users of Waymo. How do you like it? How is it transforming your world? Is this something that you want to continue to see? And getting that feedback. And that's pretty cool. So it's incorporating sources of research that have not typically been used before.
That's awesome.
And they use what they call an open research ecosystem, where they pull from three different categories, which are traditional sources, online and social media, and crowdsourcing. So they've been hugely successful, and they're definitely, there's a lot of buzz around ARC Invest. We saw it at the conference.
Yeah.
Lots of people were excited to be there and meet Kathy and hear what she had to say. And currently their assets under management sit right around $6 billion. So hugely successful. Kathy is doing an excellent job.
Yes, she is. And I can't wait to hopefully run into her at another conference in the future and maybe get a little bit of her time. Just to chat with her, see how, you know, all that goes.
Pick her brain.
Yeah, heck yes. I mean, you never stop learning. So I think that's awesome. Well, thanks for telling us about Kathy. I'm going to tell you about Abigail Johnson. So Abigail is the CEO of Fidelity Investments. I'm sure most people around here have heard Fidelity before. I mean, I think we see the commercials and all that stuff. So Fidelity Investments was actually founded by her grandfather, Edward C. Johnson II, in 1946. Like, this place has been around for, you know, a few hot minutes. So, and then Abigail didn't join until after she graduated Harvard in 1988. The coolest thing is that, like, she worked her way up. Like, she didn't just come in because her grandfather created this. She worked her way up, and she didn't become the CEO until 2014, which I think is really admirable. I mean, she worked really hard to get where she's at. So then in 2018, she introduced cryptocurrency into Fidelity. This made Fidelity one of the first U.S. financial firms to venture into Bitcoin. And so
Bitcoin?
Yeah, that too. No, I'm going to call it Bitcoin from now on.
Sounds like Comic-Con.
It does, huh? You're right, though. Bitcoin. So today the firm offers the second most popular Bitcoin ETF, as a custody service of Bitcoin and Ether. So it's a multi-year head start. They have like a multi-year head start against everybody else. Mm-hmm. I think that's fantastic. I mean, think about when cryptocurrency came out. Maybe that's why I called it Bitcoin, because I wasn't sold at the beginning. But now I got to watch it in the market. Mm-hmm. And it, I mean, it definitely is up and down. But it was like kind of laughed at first.
100%.
And she was like, no, I'm going to like introduce this to you guys, mm-hmm. and I'm going to stick to this. And like, it is now they're so far ahead of all their competitors, like BlackRock and Franklin Templeton, who for the record have actually gone on and joined that bandwagon, into that blockchain market. But I mean, it took her kind of being like, no, I want to introduce this. I think this is a good
thing. Right. And to Fidelity, which is looked at as a more traditional firm, or was looked at as a more traditional firm prior to this.
Yep. I mean, it's awesome. I think it's great. I mean, she really helped launch Fidelity into that future and secure its relevance. Yeah. Because again, we always talk about like, you know, if you're not talking with your clients about alt, someone else is.
Yeah.
So she probably was like, if no one's going to talk about this, then I'm going to. And like all of a sudden all these people are trying to, you know, jump on.
Yeah.
So under her leadership, Fidelity has integrated several ESG, which is environmental, social, and governance strategies. We did a full episode on ESG. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and find it in the catalog and dive into that guy. So examples that she has put into her investment offerings are Fidelity Healthy Future Fund. So it was introduced in 2022. And it's investing in equity securities of companies that extend or improve life expectancy, enhance health and wellness in people's lives, or mitigate environmental impacts affecting health and wellness, which I think is great. I mean, I don't want to live to 900, but if someone else does, I mean, who knows? By the time we get there, you know, we might have those possibilities. And then she also has ESG integration. Well, and that, again, just integrates that ESG criteria into the investment analysis process, which is, again, it's doing good by giving good, I guess, is what you want to say, type of thing.
In
good stuff, like in your future, in your children's future, in your grandchildren's future, making this better, but also getting that nice return off of that.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Erin, do you want to cover our last leading lady in finance, our women in finance?
Yeah, absolutely. So this last person that I wanted to focus on not only has been very successful themselves, but has also really focused in their career on empowering other women. So this is going to be Sally Krawcheck, who is the co-founder and CEO of Elevest. Mm. And a little bit about Elevest. It is a digital financial advisor designed specifically for women. Elevest aims to close the gender investment gap by providing tailored financial advice, investment management, and resources that address the unique financial needs and desires of women. Most women do not invest as much as men do, just as statistically. And Elevest aims to encourage more women to invest and make their own wealth and achieve their own financial goals, which is really cool.
I think that's amazing. I mean, think back to when we, as women, used to have a father or a husband to even open a bank account.
Right. Totally. So. Yes, and things obviously have changed dramatically, but still women are behind in some of these, you know, investing and some of their financial strategies, which is not because women are not interested in it and not because women are not smart enough to mm-hmm. do it, but simply because there have been so many barriers that, as you just mentioned, that was not that long ago, that have since been removed. And women have some catching up to do and are absolutely capable of making their own investments and financial choices. And that's exactly what Elevest aims to do.
Awesome.
What they have found is that women really like goals-based investing and impact investing. So goals-based investing is thinking about investing as like, I want to buy this house. What do I have to do? What financial decisions do I have to do or make in order to achieve that goal? So they have found that it's less about the bottom line in the way of, oh, I'm investing just to make more money. It's less about that and more specifically about different goals that women want to achieve, which is really cool. So that's kind of how they approach their financial strategy when working with women. And also impact investing, you know, you kind of briefly touched on it earlier, but that would be investing in different projects, companies that actually do good for people, the world, those sorts of things, whether that, you know, an example could be providing affordable housing for people in need. So that's pretty cool. And what's also really awesome is that a lot of these opportunities exist in the form of alternative investments. So obviously, you know, we're seeing a huge surge of interest in alternative investments. And it's really cool that Elevest is helping women get involved and interested in alts as well. So a little bit more about Sally herself. She is, as you can imagine, huge on advocacy and education. She, you know, founded a company that helps women become more financially savvy and achieve their goals. So it makes sense that in her personal life, she's really passionate about women being able to do that. She is a strong advocate for women's financial literacy and empowerment. And Elevest provides educational resources. So not only do they provide this platform for women to, you know, help get them involved in investing, but also just resources for people, including articles and tools to help women make informed financial decisions for themselves. And if you watch, which I would encourage you to do, if you watch any of Sally's interviews, or talks, you can sense her passion. She's really excited about this. And it's really inspiring to see somebody who's as passionate as she is and being such a strong figure in the financial space.
It's great to have, you know, little boys have superheroes. What do little girls have? We've got Sally.
We got Sally. I love that. That's awesome.
But I think that's great, you know, and it makes me extremely, you know, happy and proud and optimistic to the future, because I mean, we've got these people who are empowering other women.
So for women who are wanting to get involved in the financial sector or already are involved, do you have any tips for meeting other women or how to get more involved with other women in the space?
Yeah, absolutely. So networking is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Mm-hmm. Time is always proven over time. It's like sometimes you might not think you know something, but then you know somebody and they're like, no, you definitely know that.
Yeah.
So you want to build your community and encourage others. Again, I feel like some of the times, like when we're sitting here, it was because another female encouraged me to get out of where I was previously and say, no, you're putting yourself in a box. Mm-hmm. You're more than that.
Yeah.
And she was very encouraging. And now I'm here.
Yeah.
So you want to help lift women up in this field, you know, go to conferences, talk to other women, even if it's just saying, hey, I love what you do. Thanks for doing what you do. Thanks for being in our corner.
Yeah.
And so that's always fun. So you want to, again, attend events or check out groups specifically for women in finance. Mm-hmm. They're all over.
Yeah.
There's luncheons, there's cocktail hours. Check your local, like just do a Google search. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, I didn't realize that there were all these conferences, but as soon as I did a quick little Google search, they were all over.
Yeah.
And now we attend them regularly.
Yeah.
But again, you got to put a little bit of effort into it so you can see what's out there. Connect with people who understand, who want what you want as well. Mm-hmm. Again, these conferences, these gatherings, these are the people like mind. They're going to help push you in the direction that you want to go, or they might suggest something that you never ever thought about.
Sure. Yeah. Open your mind to new opportunities.
So women supporting women will continue to change the landscape of the financial field, and that will help to pave the way for our next generation in women in finance, which I think is going to be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. I want the day when the richest person in the world is a lady.
A lady.
Not to be to the boys, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, it's definitely as time goes on, you know, there's more and more women who are involved in this sector. And the way that we can continue that path of growth is by empowering one another. So thank you for sharing that. And to all of our listeners, thank you for listening. We know that this was a little bit of a different podcast topic or format than usual. So if you enjoyed it, let us know. And if there are any stories of women in finance that you find inspiring, please share with us. You can leave a comment or send us a message. We would love to hear from you. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for more insight on our next episode, and don't forget to subscribe to continue the journey with M2I. See you next time.
Content provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be construed as professional financial or investment advice. This podcast should not be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of any offer to buy any securities. We strongly recommend that you seek advice from a qualified professional before making any financial decisions.